Yes, we're live on the Suicide Radio Network. Check it out. Six times. DJ GLM Sound. Entertainment crew. The squad. We're going to get right to it. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up, 505? How are you? How are you doing? Woo! Get to it.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to the best in online radio, the Six Eyes Radio Network. How's everyone doing? I'm Six Eyes. We're going to have a great show tonight on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening. So going to have a great show. What's up, everybody?
Hello, what's up?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Who's this, who's this, who's this, who's this?
This is the Godfather, okay. How sweet it is.
The Godfather, how sweet. Welcome.
I want
welcome.
You to
we
make
me
liver quiver and bladder splatter.
Yeah. I had to play my music. But as introduction, Mr. Godfather and Mr. Six Eyes, how are you guys doing today? Live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Let's go left, go right, go up and down. We got a lot to get into tonight, man. Six Eyes, so what's on the plate, Six?
Well, hopefully you can lower that intro right there. You can lower that. So, right now we have the Godfather on the line with us, and normally we have the Godfather music playing. So, how you been doing, Godfather? You've been missing in action. How you been doing?
I've been doing fine. I feel good. Both of my teams won tonight, so I'm happy.
Okay. You know, now that's one thing I don't get into. I respect the game. I respect sports, but maybe if I would have made the basketball team, I probably would be a little bit more excited. But nonetheless, you know, football is about to start, and go Browns. So
I ain't mad at you.
Yes.
Mm. We got a classic down here in the ATL. Man, we got a huge one for us, guys. Our first division game, man. Yeah, we got a division game down here in Atlanta, man. We play against the Saints with two new teams, man, completely two new quarterbacks, two new whole, just completely two new teams. So, you know, big ups. Whoever wins this game is probably going to be the one that's going to be going all the way to the finals, going to the championship this year, they think. So it's a very huge city. Everybody has moved forward. Everybody can't wait till tomorrow at 1 o'clock here in the 8th to see the Saints versus the Falcons.
How sweet it is.
Yes. Now, they're at the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the new one?
Yes. Yeah. They're playing at the new one.
Okay. So what did they do with the old one? Did they tear it down, or what did they do with it?
Oh, yeah, tore it down and turned it into a parking lot.
Tore it down.
Wow. So all that space is now a parking lot?
Yeah, it's actually parking space for the dome, for the new place, Mercedes-Benz. So. Like I say, I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. This is probably one of the most beautiful high-tech stadiums there is out there, man. We actually can actually take the roof off of it. They can do like the sun come in, and then they can also have it where it can be closed. And then they got a big old flat screen TV up there, big old TV, so everybody can see the game. You can watch the game straight from that TV, then looking down the field. So, very high-end stadium, man. That's why they got Mercedes jump right in and say it's going to be our Mercedes-Benz.
You know,
so, I mean,
that's good,
big ups to that.
To waste all that money, though, and y'all shut the city down when y'all get some snowflakes, y'all ain't going to ever get enough snow to close that dome. It's not going to be enough snow. You can sweep the field. You don't need no shovel. You don't need no... No plow. You can sweep the snow off the field.
Well, that makes it better.
I like
we
to tell
to
you from
about
my
all
level,
you let these northern people worry about all the snow and ice and got to share with the snow.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't hate. That's all I can tell you guys. I cannot hate. There's a lot of good. Oh, by the way, since we're sitting here, I'm going to go ahead and just drop it off over there. For TV tonight, everybody, if you got Disney Channel, today Thunder Love play tonight for the first time on streaming on Disney streaming app. So if you want to see that, you already got it. Check it out. We also got a new one. We also got a new one, too, on Netflix called End of the Road with Chris Bridges and Queen Latifah. Chris Bridges, Ludacris. And this
Let me shout my cousin out, Sean Brenny. He might be calling in. There it is.
Oh yeah, and let me make sure I tell the name of the show that I'm talking about with Queen Latifah and Chris Bridges. It's actually on Netflix playing tonight. Started tonight. It's End of the Road. Very good one. A great one. Yeah, and then also, oh my God, it just slipped my mind. One of the most Karate Kid.
Ralph Macchio?
Yeah, well, it's actually Karate Kid, Macchio, but his show is actually there. They did a whole new series of it to follow up from Karate Kid. They're doing a season, their new season, that fourth season, I think, so that's been a real hit on Netflix. And also, I do want to say one thing about Netflix. There's one movie on Netflix that I do want to promote. I tell you, I saw it the other night, man, and I mean, I was tend to go to sleep, man. I gave up my sleep for it, and it's a movie called Carter. If you guys
hold on for one minute before we get into all the good news. Okay, so a couple of things happened over the weekend. So from the Six Eyes Radio Network, we first want to send our condolences for the passing of Queen Elizabeth. We want to send condolences for her from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Also, comedian David Arnold passed away. Now, I'm not familiar with him, so I'm going to have to check him out. But he was a pretty big comedian from Ohio. So I want to check him out to see what he's about. He's on Netflix, got a special on Netflix. Also, to another one of my mentors, Silver B. Richardson, he passed away, and his moniker was Silver B, 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 B in the mix. So you're forever in the mix up there in heaven. So rest in peace. Glad I had the pleasure of knowing you for the years I've known you, over 20-plus years. Silver B. Richardson, so condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network, and continued prayers and continued comfort to your family and friends at this difficult time from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Silver B, rest in peace from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Once again, glad I had the pleasure of knowing you. Now, to show you how time flies, so the last time I saw Silver B was at Lynn Tolliver's homegoing. And when I seen Silver B, he was giving me condolences on the passing of my mom. You know, so, yeah. So this goes to show you, man, time waits for no one. So rest in peace, Silver B.
Mm-hmm. I do want to piggyback on that. I mean, I heard Stevie B had passed. I was thinking about you, Six Eyes, when I heard that. You know, I know Dave Tolliver hit the page too, and I know my godfather knew him too, and his name was mentioned a lot. So I felt like, you know, it's like we live in this and that thing, and the passing of Queen. Where do we go here? But I think it's just. It is what it is. We I don't know, maybe we as human people, we take these people for granted. And, I mean, we losing a lot of people. Also, there was another young man out of Columbus, Georgia. I got to get his name, and met him. He was an attorney guy down in Columbus. And, I mean, a very great spirit guy, had a very high-end energy. And he passed this week, too. So it's been a thing. And on your comedian, man, that you're talking about, yeah, a very good comedian, right? He's kind of funny, and that was a huge one that I think took a lot of people because his career was still going, and he didn't get a chance to really shine the way he should have, but he had good material. He really was up there being among the could be up there with the greats. So we had this talk, Six, and we always say this, man, when God calls you home, he never makes a mistake. So
yeah,
one
thing about it, you got to keep these meat suits going long as you can. And one thing my father always told me, he said, concentrate on living because death's going to take care of itself. So just live while you live. Concentrate on living. And that's all you can do.
That's right.
And each day the Lord gives you and he breathes air in your lungs and you got it. He got you that far. The rest is up to you. You know, so that's how it is. Now back to kicking it with Six Eyes, DJ ATL, Atlanta Styles. Pride and Joy, Nicole, and the Gold. Godfather here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So I guess they'll be coming in soon. Their seats are ready.
Yep.
So
ready. Let's go ahead and get area code 415 and area code 415 got their hand up. I'm going to bring them on in. If you want to come in 405, just hit your hand up. I'll hit number one to come in. All right, 415.
Well, I know who that is. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Get yourself off mute.
Can you? How about now? Can you all hear me
how
right
now?
Now?
Yes, we can
wonderful,
hear you.
Blessed Saturday. Blessed Saturday evening. Forgive me for that. I didn't realize I still had myself on mute. Wanted to just first off say to everyone, glad to be here, and shout out happy year 11 celebration to the Six Eyes Radio Network. May God continue to bless you and all that you do to keep the people of Cleveland, the nation, and in our world informed, uplifted, and inspired. So I know you are celebrating, Brother Six, all week with special emphasis on the actual milestone being Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. So I want to just say that first and foremost.
Well, thank you.
Hope
thank
everyone
you.
Is
I
well.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I want to introduce you to the Godfather. This is the royalty here of the Six Eyes Radio Network. The Godfather.
Well, good evening, Godfather.
How sweet it is, baby. How are you doing on this beautiful night?
Oh, I'm well.
Oh,
glad
that's
to meet
wonderful.
You.
That's wonderful, baby.
How are you?
Hey, babe, I'm doing fine. I feel good tonight, just like I knew that I would.
Absolutely. How about you, DJ ATL? How are you? I probably missed check-in, so sorry.
We were before you got with you just probably came in and we was talking about a couple of things that probably in your entertainment report you're probably going to bring up. But we did also touch on that we had a couple of new TV shows and movies that's out. And I was just basically going ahead and talk, called Carter. If you love action-packed, you like Bourne, you like people don't have memory, you like a lot of fighting, and you like scenes and scenes, you like to see people fight in the air, fight on boats, you want to see people fighting on airplanes, you want to fight, you want to see fight, I fight on a motorcycle, fight. Carter's a movie to watch. It's on there right now. You typing in. This one's actually did not come. I'm gonna tell you what. It should have came in the movies. Let me just say this. This is the action movie of 2022. There's no other action movie that's gonna be able to top this one. If Marvel, they probably gonna look at this one and say, this one right here is something we're gonna have to start implementing into some of our fighting scenes because there's some stuff in this scene that. It's amazing on what's going on in this movie. It's that good. It is that good.
Wow.
So, I mean, everyone who has saw this was like, oh, my God, yeah, this is the 2022 action movie. And they were definitely impressed. And this actually is a foreign film that is in English. Just to give y'all I'm just going to give a little abbreviation of it. It's about a young man, about a man who actually his memory is lost. So that's why I kind of put a theme on Bourne, and he's trying to protect a young girl from a whole bunch of people trying to get her because her father is the guy who come up with the cure for COVID.
Cool.
So, hey, guys, just to give y'all some more. So, yeah, so this girl, they're trying to get this girl so they can lobby the father out. So all the countries and the FBI agents and everything, and this guy, he don't have his memory, and they're – finding out that this guy was once Navy SEAL Special Op before he both died, but he's undercover and he ended up getting.
Don't tell the whole damn movie.
Yeah, let me
not
tell
the whole damn movie.
Okay,
don't do that. Don't tell the whole damn movie.
But I got y'all fired up. Go watch.
Sounds action packed. Yeah, you definitely piqued my interest. I don't mind violence in movies, so I'd rather see that than in real life. So thank you for the heads up on that.
I've never heard this dude excited about a movie like this, so You weren't excited about your last girlfriend like that. So, I mean, this movie got to be something.
Let me say, y'all, wow. Guys, this is the guy movie. So, like, you guys, you know what I'm talking about. You got to check on the side, you know, this is the movie that you want. And, I mean, this is a movie you actually sneak out and watch. This is the one.
Okay.
All right. Well, but I'm going to pass the ball to Six Eyes, man. You go ahead, do your thing, man.
All right. Well, like I said, phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Make sure you go like the Six Eyes Radio Facebook page. We have For the Love of Six Eyes Media Group, and we have AJ and the Squad. Make sure you like that page. Also, the schedule. Everybody's been wondering the schedule. The schedule is up on Facebook, but I will run down the times for you right now live on the air. Monday, get your week started off right with Motivational Monday with Pastor Bonnet. That is at 8 Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. That's Motivational Monday with Pastor Bonnet. Tuesday is Word of the King with Tim Gruber. That is at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern, and 5 Pacific. On Wednesday is Wednesday Night Bible Study. That is at 6 Central, 7 Eastern, and 4 Pacific. Thursday is the Jumbo Braille Program. That is at 8 Central, 9 Eastern, and 6 Pacific. And Friday is AJ and the Squad. That is at 8 Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Saturday right now, you're tuned in to Kicking It with Six Eyes, DJ ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole. That is at 11:30. And tomorrow, get your praise on without leaving the house. It's the Six Eyes Gospel Show. That's at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 a.m. Pacific. All right, that's the rundown for the Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week of what you really want. Phone number is 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. Put that number in your phone. And you can also like us on iHeartRadio. Just download the iHeartRadio app on your phone and type in Six Eyes Radio. And same for Apple Music. Go in the search, type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space, radio, R-A-D-I-O. Press subscribe, and you have the Six Eyes Radio Network on demand. Now back to the show, and let me say hello to my cousin out there, Cindy. She should be calling in soon, so be on the lookout for that. Look out for 513. She's in Cincinnati, also in radio. So, yeah. And hello to the rest of my family, friends, and fans. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, I pass the ball to Nicole now.
Oh, before y'all do that, can I come in and say something? I think this is very important to talk about.
Sure you can. Sure you can.
This is very important, and I know because this is actually coming out of Ohio, and it came to Atlanta. The FBI is looking for a young girl who actually flew to Atlanta and went with a man. They're trying to, and the FBI agents, they've been looking for this unknown man in this young girl, and I don't know. Her name is Emily Daniel Link, and if anybody do know where she is or do have a contact with, please have her contact somebody as soon as possible. She's 17 years old, and like I said, again, she took a flight here from Ohio to here to Atlanta from Delta.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I read that, yeah.
So, right, and they got pictures of her. I'm actually in the airport leaving with this unknown male that they've never seen before. So I thought that was very important to tell you guys.
Yeah. That is real serious. You know, trafficking is real. Trafficking is real.
I know.
And, you know, these men prey upon these women, you know, especially if they fall on hard times, they got a little bit of money in their pocket, and to them, you know, a little bit is a lot to them, you know, if they have nothing. So, women, just please be careful. From the Six Eyes Radio Network, you know, love will come your way. You don't have to go seeking it, because that could be the last time, and we hope it's not the last time this woman is seen. But just be patient. Be patient, because, like I said, now this woman flew all the way from Ohio, met up with this guy she don't know, and he could kidnap her. Anything can happen. So you just got to be careful. And let your family know where you're going. I don't care if you're grown or not. Let your family know where you're at. You know, and you have to be careful. You have to be careful.
Great.
Yeah, that's something, man. So before we get out of here, make sure you get that information again. And it is our prayer that this young lady is found safe. you know, and unharmed.
Absolutely.
Definitely, definitely. I will definitely. But I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball to the entertainment lady. Let's get that entertainment music going. Let's get it
going,
y'all. Let's get it, because we got a lot. And before we do go in, area code 405, do you want to press one to say something before we get into the entertainment report?
Yes.
Okay,
Chris,
they do. Here we go. Area code 405, is it?
405.
Yo, what's up, man? What's up to y'all, man? It's Jai calling out of Oklahoma on again with y'all, man. Want to give a shout-out to you, DJ ATL. You know, last week it was good chopping it up with you, man, being able to build with you, man. Got a lot of points from what you were saying. Nicole, you did a wonderful broadcasting job bringing in that news report and everything. So y'all be blessed up on here, man. I'm just sitting back listening.
All right.
Welcome back. Glad to meet you.
So we're going to go here. We get that music cue. Here we go.
Well, what a wonderful time to be back together again. And just wanted to say good evening, good morning, and good information to all. My name is Nicole, and with our sister, Pride and Joy, we come together, and we're honored to bring you or be your article readers in this segment, presenting international, national news with sports and entertainment. Even your local news and summary, which includes the weather, for Saturday, September 10th, 2022. So what I'll do is I'll just start at the top with our national news and just speak on what's happening in the world of Trump. And what we have here is coming from TheGuardian.com, and the article reads, Trump, deeply wounded narcissist, says former White House lawyer. Ty Cobb served during the ex-president's administration and claims it was one of his two toxic traits dictating his actions. Former President Donald Trump pretty much is being called a deeply wounded narcissist. This is, according to Ty Cobb's observation. So a former lawyer who served in the White House during Donald Trump's administration said the ex-president is a deeply wounded narcissist, claiming that that's one of the two toxic traits that dictate his actions and decision-making. So Ty Cobb, who many may recall, stepped down in 2018 because of Trump's disapproval of his conciliatory approach and also said Trump is incapable of acting other than in his perceived self-interest or for revenge. So, you know, it's a little direct critique here. So it says here, he was responding to CBS podcast host Major Garrett's question about whether it was a character flaw of Trump that he refused to accept the 2020 election results despite some of his closest aides, such as former Attorney General Bill Barr, eventually deciding that the election results were not false. During the CBS interview, Cobb also said in the current Justice Department investigation about Trump allegedly stealing high classified documents from the White House is aimed to cover a wider ground, including his involvement in January 6 riots and the schemes to undermine the 2020 elections. I think the Department of Justice intends to prosecute him no matter what, he said. The search warrant is very, very comprehensive in terms of the types of documents that the government could take, Cobb added. For example, you can take any box that has a document. You can take any box adjacent to the box that has it, he said in the Takeout podcast. Those are pretty broad parameters. Cobb added that it is not unusual to commingle some documents for someone leaving the White House in the kind of rush as Trump did. But typically, you work closely with the archives and with the intelligence agencies to get them back and get them as soon as possible, he said. Now, moving on in to what's happening on tomorrow, as many of us may recall, this is now the 21st anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. And, you know, just wanting to just give prayers over those families, you know, still grieving, still missing the loved ones lost then, and to many who lost other things like property and other aspects, you know, that affect our lives. So I'll just read briefly just to say that Sunday marks the 21st anniversary of the terror attacks on September 11th, 2001. That morning, 19 terrorists hijacked four California-bound commercial airplanes shortly after their departures from the airports in Boston, Newark, and the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. The planes were flown into the iconic World Trade Center in New York City and the Pentagon and a field in western Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 innocent lives were lost that day, but the impacts continue to be felt. So in this article, it gives you the full timeline, but as to avoid triggering anyone, it's enough to remember if you just call out the date. Many of us will recall where we were even on that day, and just again, just wanted to send prayers over the families affected. And with that, I'll just kind of jump into checking in to see if our sister, Pride and Joy, has joined us yet, because I know she's bringing the entertainment side, but I wanted to give pause for a moment. Brother ATL, do you see her come in just yet?
Erico 404 just hit in 404. If you want to speak, push 1, 404
okay.
Came in. But I don't see anyone came in else, but that one came in. Again, the Erico
okay,
is 404.
Four four zero. Okay, well, welcome. I'm 440.
Yeah.
I'll go
pressed,
ahead and
They have awesome. Pressed one. Yeah, hold on. All right. You can speak 404. 440. Hello.
Yes, just Ruth here. How you guys doing?
Oh, hey
okay,
there.
Ruth, how you doing?
Oh, I just thought I'd have fun listening to you guys tonight. Maybe I'd join in for once.
Oh, wonderful. Glad that you're here. We're, you've come in on news, basically still within national news, and I'm just going to cover a few numbers here, but just want to check for our sister Pride and Joy before I continue. And what I'll bring next is just some numbers on both monkeypox and COVID. Which now has a subvariant called the BA4.6. So here are numbers for, as of I'd say about 8 hours ago today on September 10th, but really let's say it's September 9th because we haven't had a full 24 hours. So anyways, for monkeypox in the USA here in our nation, it is 21,894 active cases. Glad to report we are still at zero departed, meaning zero deaths. For the state of California, the current cases are 4,300. For New York, 3,591. In Illinois, 1,141. And amazingly and awesomely for your state, the fine state of Ohio, 226. The lowest numbers I could find coming in. Everyone now has at least one active case, but the lowest two come in from the states of Wyoming and South Dakota, both having two each active cases. Now, globally, we're at 57,527. So looking at our numbers for COVID, I've got a couple of different numbers to read off here. And again, looking at the new variant, you know, Brother Six tells us about all the different names we've had so far. And now coming after Ninja, seems like we've got a new subvariant called the BA4.6. So here we are, since we're all familiar with it being COVID-19. The cases are 61,687 new cases with 231 deaths. 461 hospitalized, with 78% fully vaccinated. And let me say, I'm reading California's numbers right now, which means 78% for our state here is 29,060,000, almost another 100,000, 326, and 84.1% receiving at least one dose of the vaccine at the 33,244,669. But moving over for Ohio, let me jump over here. And your state is at 67,400 active cases on an average of a daily average. 318 deaths daily average there. And we want to keep those families, all families worldwide, in our prayers. And hospitalizations being at 4,561. Now, with these daily averages, all your numbers are down. They're all on downward. So we're coming down the slope for the state of Ohio. For your percentage of vaccinated ages 5 and up is 34.9%, which means let me see here now. I don't think it gave me an exact number for you. But it says here, at least with one booster, 34.9%. Now, worldwide, there were some numbers there. They're quite high overall, but I didn't pick up the exact countries. But pretty much a downward swing, except for a couple states that are having an uptick right now. California is one of those states. Now, moving on to... Well, if anyone have any questions, any comments, anything they would like to share, of course, always feel welcome to call in to listen, even press the 1 for more fun at 424-243-9617. But does anyone have anything they'd like to add before I continue on? I've got a couple more things I could read for everyone.
Well, another call.
I'm praying for the family.
Yes. Say that again, Brother ATL. What would you like to say? Okay, no worries. As Brother Six said earlier, the world is mourning Queen Elizabeth II, who has now departed this realm on September 8th there at the Balmoral Castle, United Kingdom. And basically, I do understand here, all of her children have united in the mourning of her loss, and including the grandchildren, which is good to know, just sending out condolences there as well. Now, I do have an update for Ukraine. If anyone is interested in hearing anything about what's going on in Ukraine, I do have a bit of international news.
Well, before you feed us, we definitely want to say condolences from the 6 Hours Radio Network on the passing of Queen Elizabeth. I mean, she was in range for over 70 years, and that's a long time to be, you know, over something. So we just want to send condolences from the 6 Hours Radio Network. Our thoughts and prayers goes out to your family, your friends, your fans at this difficult time. And, you know, no one is supposed to touch the queen, but two people that we know got away with it, and that was Mrs. and Mr. Barack Obama. Barack Obama shook her hand, and Michelle Obama literally gave her a bear hug. So she said, that's okay. You know, so they got away with that, but not many. You know, and I think they were the first in history to do that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad she was gracious and accepted,
don't forget
accepted
Trump,
that embrace.
Don't forget, Trump bumped her. Forget Trump touched her, too. He bumped her.
Okay. Yeah, I used to always love to see her with that little clutch. She used to always carry that little clutch. I'm like, what she got in that little clutch? You know, because surely, you know, I just wondered, did she carry like some little pocket change around with her? Because, you know, pretty much her money was no good nowhere. You know, so I just wondered what she had in that little clutch. But she was always a snazzy dresser. So yeah.
Well, I would say it's probably a touch of rouge was in there in her clutch. Maybe her handkerchief probably was in there, and possibly any kind of notes that she may have wanted to make remarks on, because, you know, she kept a very busy calendar, a full day's worth of activities each day until she fell to the point where she weren't able to keep that schedule. So, you know, she probably had a couple essentials there in her lady clutch, which, of course, you know, that would be the essentials, some of the essentials ladies carry with them. So, yes, condolences to the family. She will definitely be missed. And let's see. Yes. So, you know, we're doing our best here to keep you informed with Facts Over Fear here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And, you know, with that, I'll go ahead and just read a bit about the Russia-Ukraine war. And this article comes to us from today. Maybe about 5 hours ago. And it says here, Ukrainian forces take key city, igniting new phase in war. And this article, I believe, comes out of AP News. So it says, here's what we know. Russia's defense ministry confirmed its forces had withdrawn from Izium. Ukraine's lightning offensive in the northeast has reshaped what had become a grinding war of attrition. Russia withdraws its forces from Izium, a logistics hub in the northeast. The southern counteroffensive has been a battle for the river crossing. So far, Ukraine has advanced. Zelensky expresses optimism that more of the Ukraine's lost territory can be reclaimed. Rebuilding the Ukraine will cost at least $349 billion, that is with a B, a new report estimates. Russians are voting for the first time since the invasion. Russia withdraws its forces from Izium, logistics hub in the northeast. There's a couple images here showing some of what that looks like. It says a Ukrainian soldier stands near the civilian car in the village of Verkhovo in Ukraine's northeast on Friday. The Ukrainian soldier basically is just appearing peaceful and just I guess, in their line of work, what they're doing. Then they snap the photo of them. So it says his Izium was liberated today. The city's mayor, Valeris Marchenko, said in an interview, while he has not yet was not yet in the city himself, he said that he was in contact with the police and that emergency services were working to clear if of all possible hazards before residents could return. So I'll go ahead and stop there. There's a few other bits of information that are related to what's happening there in the Ukraine. But what I'll do here is just leave us with the local weather. So September showers scattered over Cleveland through Monday. So right now in your Fire City, it says here that it's 67 degrees approximately with a 52% chance of precipitation. And winds coming in from the south-southeast at 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies this evening will give way to occasional showers overnight. The low is 67 with 52% chance of rain. The humidity, in case you were wondering, is at 68%. Your moonrise kicked off at 8:16 p.m. and shall set at 7:01 Sunday morning. That will bring you to Sunday, September 11th. Being 73 degrees Fahrenheit is your high, still holding at 52% chance of additional precipitation. Southeast winds are at 8 miles per hour. Overcast with rain showers at times. So pretty much you're going to have a bit more humidity, standing at 82%. Your UV index, in case anyone wants to know, is 4 out of 10. And your sunrise, of course, as this moon is going down, the sun is coming up, 7:02 a.m. And just in time for us to get together for the Six Eyes Radio Gospel Show happening a little bit later that day. For Monday, 71 degrees Fahrenheit, 53% chance of precipitation, a little bit more wind, which is the westerly southwest at 14 miles per hour, showers in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 71. With 73% humidity, 6 out of 10 for your UV index, sunrise will be set, or I should say is set to pop up at 7:04 a.m. sunset being 71. What am I talking about? 71 sunset 7:41 p.m. So yes, that is what I have here, and I could pull entertainment and such if you like, but I would need a moment to do so. And I'm hoping that our sister is okay because it's
we'll give
not
you
like
a moment. But
here.
I do have a caller. Yes. I do have a caller. Call 3-6-3-3-3-3-6. If you want to speak, press one.
That's your other anchor lady. That's your other anchor lady. Come on in.
I think is it our sister?
Yeah, that's just
awesome.
Well, she hasn't press one to speak. Press one, so I know your hands up, so we'll know exactly that's you. Okay, yes. Okay,
and
here she comes.
Six Eyes Radio Network, network, network.
Hello to everyone out there. I'm Miss Pride and Joy, and I'm from Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hi.
And getting started. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. What up? Okay, so just want to talk a little bit about during the pandemic, it was very hard, so we had to piece meals together. So something that they have came up with, and it's instant bowls. And what are instant bowls? Well, instant bowls are cereal. Right? You get to, and you put a little water in it. You put a little water in it, and you stir it up, and you got your instant bowl. They're going to be coming very soon at Walmart, and they're going to be $1.98. Now, why did they come up with this idea? They came up with this idea because in 2019, the rate went down on your cereal. People just stop eating cereal. They didn't eat cereal as much as they usually eat cereal. And, you know, cereal is a good thing to eat in the morning. It's something that you can just grab and go, and especially if you're late for work or you grab a few minutes later. You can take this instant bowl, and you can take it with you and take your little water, put it in there, and begin to eat it. So that's something new that's going to be coming to Walmart, all the Walmart near you. It's going to be coming very soon. And which ones are they going to be serving? Well, guess what? Here we go. We got Apple Jacks, Raisin Bran, Frosty Flakes, and Fruit Loops. Them are the four that they're going to start off with, see how it goes. And if it go good, then they'll start expanding more. So that's what I have for you for the first thing. You know, first thing in the morning, grab your cereal and eat it up, and you got it. All right? So next we're going to be moving on to more entertainment. We're going to be talking about Miss Debbie Allen. Now, do everybody remember Debbie Allen? In 2019, she recently spoke to CNN about her Dance Academy. Big milestone, and Debbie Allen remains a trailblazer, a directing, a dancing, a queen. She's 72 years old, and Debbie Allen has pulled off her biggest achievement just yet. And it's not for her. It's for the children. It's for the children. And finally, she got a big 24-square-foot big old auditorium, you know, where this is for the kids. The reason why she did this is because when she was young, you know, with segregated, you know, 50s, 60s, she couldn't go to the dance club that she wanted to. She couldn't go where everybody else was going and, you know, get to be great. So she had to work her way all the way up, you know, because she couldn't afford to go to these big old dance things. So now she's doing it for the kids because she don't want the kids to get out there and she don't want them to have to suffer, you know, trying to go to one of these schools and then you get turned down. And once you get turned down, you know, that kind of stings your self-esteem a little bit. So she's got this big 24-foot thing, and she's been doing different shows out there, different festivals. She got a festival coming up. She's been doing all this really, really great stuff, you know, to get this off the ground for, you know, like our children and other children who parents can't afford to go to those great old things. She's going to do it all herself. And she talks about doing the time of fame. and she talks about, you know, like during the time of fame, she said that these kids became her children. They became her children because she said they ate together, they slept, they slept together. You know, they did everything together. All of them did everything together. You know, they woke up together, they went to bed. These became her children, these kids. And, you know, she wanted to be able to do the same thing for our kids and your kids, the ones that can't afford to go to these big old things. I mean, even though she has this new extended building and all of that, she want to make sure that she get all the kids that can't afford those great big old schools to come to her school. And that's what it's all about. It's called Debbie Allen. She called it Day Day. And that's what she called it, you know. It's going to be in Los Angeles. And you can go look it up, you know, if you want to go where she's at. She's in Los Angeles and a new school that she's going to be giving my kids and other people's kids, the ones that won't usually be able to afford to go to this great big old thing. And again, you know, like I said, Debbie Allen is 72 years old, and she's out here still doing it, okay? She's still out here doing it. She says that not only is she, you know, people think she's just a choreographer, but no, she's a psychiatrist, too. She can teach a school, too, and, you know, she can do more things than just that one thing that everybody think about. And she goes back to 1983 to talk about a different world. Now, what she say about the different world is she didn't like when they cut that, because guess what? She was directing that, too. Did y'all know that she was the one doing the directing? Yeah, she was directing that, too. And she said she hated that they took that away because they talked about more than one thing. They talked about date rape. They talked about AIDS. They talked about campaign. They talked about racism. They talked about presidents. They talk about things like that, you know, that help each person along the way. If somebody was going through something, then they sat there and they talked about it, you know. They had, so those kids really had somebody to look up to during those times of being at that school. And, you know, with going to the school, she said those came out to be some of the best dancers, some of the best directors out there, the best composers. She's meeting, talking about the kids that we used to see on Fame. All of these people are doing something great in their life right now. So, you know, I just want to shout out Miss Debbie Allen, you know, shout her out to take in, you know, other kids and stuff and teaching them the dances. Not only just dancing, she was teaching them all kinds of stuff. And that's why these kids are out there now doing big things themselves, you know, coming out with their own studios and different things like that. And so that's Miss Debbie Allen. We're going to keep it on moving on our entertainment news. And we're going to go with Ricky Martin, Sue's his nephew. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but I brought with his nephew was talking about.
Is that Living La Vida Loco?
He was having sex with.
Living La Vida Loco, Ricky Martin?
Yes. I brought her. Yeah, I talked about him one time before when his nephew was making accusations with him, saying that he was having this relationship with him. You know, him and him had a relationship. They was together.
Wow.
They would be in the shower together. They came out with he came out with a lot of stuff, and he really hurt Ricky Martin's career. Because Ricky Martin says, I have done this for 40 years. I've been doing this for 40 years, you know. So he come in and say that me and him has this relationship that the family don't know nothing about. And people just start counseling on Ricky Martin. Made Ricky Martin lose a lot of money. That's right. He made that man lose a lot of money. So Ricky Martin is fighting back. And now he want to go against his nephew in court. Same way that he brought him to court, he's taking him to court. So, of course, right now they can't get in touch with his nephew or his nephew's lawyer right now. But there is going with a legal lawsuit battle between these two. It's a legal battle that's going through now. They get ready to go back to court. And, you know, he get ready to make them turn that over because it's a little bigger. He done lost a lot of money because of this. And you just think about, you in a career, and you've been doing this for almost 40 years, and somebody come through and say something that's not true, that snatch all of that off of you. You no longer were getting called for concerts. You were no longer getting called for festivals. You was no longer getting called for nothing. So how do y'all feel about that? How y'all feel about that?
Well, first off, I think it's unfortunate. If that did happen, that was unfortunate for his nephew. I mean, you're supposed to love your nephew, love and take care and possibly be there to raise your nephew, but
mm-hmm.
not to have a relationship. I mean, that's going too far right there. So if those allegations are true, I mean, that's wrong. That's wrong. I mean, so it won't happen again, you know, speak out on it. You know, ATL, if you can ring that bell on there, I mean, because it's going to look like some get the pink gloves on and see who's going to be coming out, you know, and slug it out in court, see what happens. I mean, that's just unfortunate. And hoping his nephew can bounce back from that, because that's not good.
But do you think that his nephew did this? Do you think that Ricky Martin, somebody that has built a career for 40 years, are going to come and say something that is not true? Because he said ain't none of this true. Ain't none of this never happened. So do you think he would take his career and put it on?
Get ready to rumble.
Take his career and put it on leave.
Hi. Okay, hold on. We got Ricky Martin. Okay, first off, I think it's atrocious. Oh, good side.
Uh-huh.
Okay, hello. Pride and Joy Nicole, Six Eyes, ATL.
Uh-huh. How you doing?
Hey, live and let be the loco. I just think it's crazy that he would say that about me.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts that he would say that about me.
Oh.
Yes.
So are you trying to say your uncle did touch you?
Yeah. This is Ricky. This is not uncle. This is Ricky. Ricky,
I know
Martin.
That's Ricky. That's why I say, are you trying to say your uncle? Oh, you said this is Ricky?
This is Ricky.
Okay, Ricky. So what I want to say is, you say that you'll take nothing less than $30 million. Do you think that Tenafu has that kind of money?
I don't give a damn if the fucker has it or not.
Oh, God, you still going to take the court?
You said
y'all
right.
This is going to go worse than the first court case.
Listen, honey, I don't care. Get on the pink glove and let's kick. I'm going to kick his ass. Where's that bell again? Give it to me.
Oh. I'm going to give you the bell of just clap it down a couple notches. How about that bell?
Yeah,
oh,
so what do you guys,
do anybody else have anything they like to? I'm going to sit back and drink my scotch, but I think it's crazy that he's saying that about me. Thank you. Thank you, Ricky, for calling into the show. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just sit back and hang out with us, and we got some more people that want to talk to you. All right, you betcha.
Okay.
Just saying, Ricky. All right,
is there anybody out there that wants to say something?
Just saying, if Ricky is innocent, of course we'd want him to prevail. But however, Ricky, you know, you've been living La Vida Loca, but if you've been living foul, you're going to be living like La Vida behind bars for the rest of your life if you hurt out here hurting people. So let's just keep it real. Let's keep it all the way real.
All right, honey. Don't
so let's
start,
hope that you prevail.
Honey, I would spank your little bottom. Don't start with me. Oh.
See, this is the thing. If you were saying that to your nephew, if you were speaking to your nephew about spanking his bottom, I can see why he out here on microphones and feeling some kind of way. So let's just hope.
Right.
That you know, because we've been following you a long time, Ricky. We don't want to be let down,
right.
Okay? We live in La Vida looking to see what's going to happen with you, okay? So let's hope that everything pans out and this is just, you know, an unfortunate circumstance, but you are free and clear of the allegations, Woo! Ricky. And with that, yeah. I yield back the rest of my time. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyone
right.
else?
Oh,
have...
Go ahead.
Anybody want to talk to Ricky? Hello, I heard a gentleman. Hello, hey.
Hello.
No, nah, I'm straight. I'm straight. Y'all are <I'm> welcome.
My goodness.
You have anything you'd like
anyone
to say, Terry?
Anybody?
No,
want anything to Ricky? Hello? Are you
okay.
living to be the local?
Yeah, you're doing all right. How about that cereal? What would be your favorite kind of cereal, Ms. P&J?
My favorite kind of cereal would be Frosty Flakes. I love Frosty Flakes. That's my favorite cereal.
Oh, okay. Instant
what about
bowl.
Yours?
Yeah, I'm not a big cereal guy, man. I'm an oatmeal guy. Yeah, I'm an oatmeal guy.
Ah, so you eat, so we must bring some oatmeal to you. Is you what kind of oatmeal you like early in the morning?
I like apple cinnamon oatmeal. Yeah, that's my favorite. Mm-hmm. Apple cinnamon oatmeal right there. Yeah.
That's okay. Yes. Okay. Is there anyone
by the
else
way,
out
that
there?
Was, I just want to say that was the smoothest roll the barrel I have ever seen. The brother switched straight on in to let's change the subject, but let's talk about cereal. That was smooth. I'm just saying,
look,
props
said,
to you.
Let's take it off
there,
Ricky Martin. He's like, let's take it off there, Ricky Martin, for a moment, okay?
Right. That was just smooth. I just had to say that. Bless you.
Well, yeah, I'm complete from that, and we're going to move on. Sorry, Ricky Martin, but this
DJ
is not the
ATL.
Courtroom, so we're going to have to move on. We can't spend all our time on about you, Ricky Martin.
Hey, well, I have one call. Never mind.
Okay,
go ahead.
I love it. I love the Success Radio Network. I'm going to be here.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, where the stars come, Success Radio Network. What did you say, ATL? We got a caller?
Yeah, they dropped the call, so they had their hand up, and
But
I think once you said that, she definitely got it.
Okay, well, maybe they'll call back
ahead
in.
Finish what y'all was doing. Yeah.
All right, then. Well, thank you, Mr. ATL. All right, y'all. So next we're going to be going over to, first of all, you know, I like to warn you all about the story that I'm getting ready to talk about. As always, at 6 Hours of Radio, we give you a warning about the disturbing contents, and it's related to threats of sexual violence. Okay. Did anybody watch CSI Miami? It's a beautiful woman on there. Her name is Eva LaRue. Did anybody see it? Anybody seen it? Okay, well, this guy has been stalking her for 12 years.
Wow.
12 long years. Now, she was also one of those Miss North Carolina girls. You know, she didn't win, but she was there. She got to be in it. She has a daughter as well. She has a daughter, and this began happening in March of 2007 when she first began to start getting letters from this guy. And she can't get away from this guy. Every time she moves, he's there. Every time, I mean, he got so bad once her child got, you know, to be 13, he's outside playing like he's a father. And just, you know, just glad that the school had enough sense to research everything before they send them out, because a lot of these schools, they just go ahead and, you know, send your kids out there. He was out there waiting, claimed to be her father, out there. Now he said he'll take both of them, the mama and the daughter, because she has got, you know, older sister in. I mean, he had made it where she moved to Italy. She's from California, but he made it when she moved to Italy. She had to do all kinds of stuff. And guess what the guy's calling himself?
What?
Freddy Cougar. Freddy Cougar.
Yes,
he's calling himself. I mean, can you imagine getting letters? Can
Can you imagine getting letters and all the letters are saying Freddy Krueger?
And
letters are specifically talking about what he wants to do to her. She can't get away from this guy, you guys. She had, like I said, she went to Italy. She went to Italy. Everywhere she has moved, he has been there sending letters. She can't get away from the family.
Wow.
He does things to the family as well. He's done things to the fella by sending, letters to the family. You know, they try to keep – he's stalking her bad. Every move she makes,
that's a super stalker right there.
There.
That's a super stalker. That is a super
stalker. Yeah,
he's a super
stalker. Everywhere – she's beautiful. She's a very beautiful woman. But, why would you be out there stalking her like that? 12 long years, y'all. And everywhere she moved to Ohio, he was there.
Wow.
Everywhere she moves, he's there.
That's
everywhere.
Crazy. We're talking about being there.
Wow.
Check the phone lines again, see if our caller may have called back in. And we're going to take a break to pay some bills. You're enjoying
the call back in. We have two
callers
that's calling. 513, Erico 513, and another one, Erico 111. If you want to speak or say anything, press 1 right now while we get ready. I'm going to go ahead and go to commercial break, and we'll come back.
All right.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are correct. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
7 days a week of what you really want. The Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week of what you really want. The Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, somebody
you can
try
enjoy
to put
the
yourself
Six Eyes
on the
Radio
page.
Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
This is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
Hey, whoever's typing, put yourself on mute. We can hear you. Mute 440.
Right, we are back now. So anybody right now, Erico 111, Uncle has his hands up. I think they want to speak. They now can speak.
Yeah, and mute 440. Welcome, caller.
Hey, Six.
Hey.
How
can
are
hear you?
You
typing. I'm fine. How are you? Is what
game I'm fine. Getting better every day, and Kenny's in the garage enjoying his book. Otherwise, I'd have him talking tonight, but it looks like he's wrapped up in a book.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. Let's bring in 513. Is my cousin. 513, where you at? Where you at?
I pressed 1, right? Am I here? Am I there?
You were here. You're here. Welcome. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. How are you?
Well, thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Cindy. I'm
Hello.
Here from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hello.
Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you great.
We hear you very well.
Yes, we can.
And she's
okay,
awesome
so I'm
checking
in from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I am like really tripping off of y'all. I love y'all vibe.
I love you, Mike. So we started off talking about Debbie Allen, and Debbie Allen is like one of my great inspirations coming up, you know. Hey. And I look at her as being an auntie, and mm-hmm. with the information that you actually share was really a handful. And I really appreciate you even just sharing her, because a lot of youth and people out here don't really understand how she is the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and like you said, it started with saying, I mean, back then, you know, I don't even want to tell my age, you know, but back then I do really remember, come on, help me out. What was the black guy's name?
Leroy and Cleo was Janet Jackson.
Cleo.
Cleo was Janet Jackson.
I remember Leroy, and I remember, you know, like how he was one of the main characters at one point in time and how she mm-hmm. treated him. And see, I always grew up wanting an older brother, and just to see how she treated him and everything, it was just like, wow, when I get older and I have a son, this is what I am going to do. You know what I mean? And growing up, and I'm watching the Bill Cosby show with Felicia Rashad and everything, I didn't know that they were sisters. But I always wanted Felicia Rashad to be my mother. And it all tied in with the programming, you know, the programming of your mind, the programming of watching TV as a youth. You know what I mean? It was just like this lady, these women has always been playing a big part in my life. But anyway, yeah. So, you know, shout out to the queen if she's listening. And shout out to you guys, because I love your vibes. You guys are vibing together like crazy.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, glad you're with us.
So let me introduce you to everybody. So this is my cousin, Cindy. So we got Nicole, we got Pride and Joy, we got ATL, we got myself, Six Eyes, we got Ja, and we got Ruthie, and I don't know if anyone else is on the line, but and we got the
Godfather.
Yes, the Godfather. Godfather, say hello to my cousin.
Wow.
Hello, sweetheart. I hope you're having a nice weekend.
Ow! Listen to that voice. I am having a beautiful weekend. Thank you all. I'm ready to go. I begin up in about 4 more hours to go and tailgate for the Cincinnati Bengals in the morning. I hope you guys are going to be watching the game tomorrow.
We ain't really for Cincinnati, though.
But we rooting for you. Rooting for you, Kevin.
I hear you. So
yes,
is it like is so what am I trying to ask you guys? With the people that's on right now on the platform, are you guys always on, or is it all, does it change up?
We're 7 days a week. We're a 7 days a week station. We're on demand 24 hours. You can access us 24 hours a day. Through our past programs that we've done, but we're 7 days a week. This particular show is every Saturday at 11:30. But
okay.
we got a full schedule.
Okay, I'll definitely be spreading the word.
All right, and I would definitely be sending you the flyer, and I mean, with family, so, and I'll have you on here as well.
Okay, I'll definitely be tuned in, and I'll be looking for you guys. So when I get off, like, I don't want to, you know, completely disconnect, but what do I do? Have to press 1 again to mute?
Yeah, press the 1 again to mute, and then when you want to speak again, or you can just put yourself on mute yourself on your phone, and when you want to speak again, just take yourself off mute.
Okay, this is so new to me.
All right.
Okay, so what's our next topic? Let's get it rocking.
I don't know. What's next? What's next?
I think our sister has more good information for us.
Okay, Pride and Joy, you got some more hot stuff?
Hello.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Y'all hear me?
Hello.
Okay. We can't just leave this yet, y'all. We got to get the killer, remember? We didn't get the killer yet. We got to keep it moving. We got to keep it moving.
Yeah.
And let me tell y'all how they call him.
She's hanging out with us.
Okay, y'all tell me what happened. I mean, I want to tell y'all what happened, how they finally got to catch this guy. This guy, you know, he has been sending letters, like I said, for all these years, he's been sending letters. Well, they seen a kind of strange man eating at Arby's, and he was just kind of real weird, so they kind of watched him. And once he got through eating, and you know, he sucked through the straw to drink his drink and everything like that, well, they picked up the straw, and they matched these letters, and boom, there it is. It was him. They finally caught this guy off a straw, off of eating at Arby's. Who would think? At Arby's. They got it off the straw. That
well, you know what
they
say, Arby's.
Caught him. And he pleaded guilty to two counts.
Arby's.
Of mailing and threatening and, Yeah, that's how they finally caught this guy. From a straw, so you might want to be careful when you're drinking off a straw. The next time you hit a straw, you might want to be careful with that.
Yeah.
All right. So we're complete with that. We're gonna moving on. Right now, the Summer Lounge has launched a new number that I have put out there, the 988 number.
Okay.
That number is for Suicide Crisis Lifeline number. It's a lifeline that has increased, since the number being out there, 45% since last year already. It's already 45%. On that line, they have, like, counselors. They have, you know, people in different degrees to help people once you call in. You can either call in or you can chat with these people, actually. Sometimes they'll pull you to the side and talk to you. If they really think it's something that they really need to talk to you right now, these people will pull you to the side. And these calls are going up because of you guys are calling in. Like I said, it was 45%, then it went to 97%, now it's 98% of people calling in. And they are really booming now. People are really calling in, people are really getting the help they need. And like I said, they have counselors, they have kind of psychiatrists, all kind of these people on deck to talk to you right there when you call in or text in. They're right there, and they're waiting, you know. They like that time, you know, that they're going up higher. Not only do they have one for them, they have one for the veterans. They have a 988 number for the veterans, but also, if you're a veteran and you're out there, when you do your 988, also press 1. So with yours, you got to take that 988 and press 1 so they can get you to the right person, too. They also deal with their mental health here. National Suicide, they deal with all kinds of stuff. Whatever it is that you need when you call in, you can get some help.
Absolutely.
And also, some people use the 1-800 number. It's 1-800-273-TALK. But why use that when you could just go 988?
That's right.
The easiest way forward. 988, it's the easy thing. It's out there. And it's great. It's great. It's booming. You know, since the numbers are being put out there, they'll be getting more and more and more calls. So next up, we're going to be moving on. I'm complete with that. And so we're going to be moving on. More than 2.6. Now, when I started this story, it wasn't that high. But by the time, you know, I got through, it was 2.6.
We have some background noise, so if you're not talking right now, put yourself on mute, please. Appreciate that.
Uh-oh, that might be me.
Okay, you good.
I got to find out how to do it, how to put myself on mute.
Do you see a mute button on the phone?
Nope, I don't see it, but just a second, I'm going to just turn this off.
You family, you all right.
Wow.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Okay. Now, y'all, this happened right here. This happened. This story right here happened right where I'm at in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Okay.
Like I said, when they first stopped this guy and went to his house, He didn't. He had 2.3, but by the time they got stocking up things and everything, narcotics and all, he had everything in here. And what do y'all think is the number one thing that he had in there that everybody is talking about?
I'm going to say cocaine and fentanyl.
Fentanyl. That's what they had. He had 2.6 million worth of fentanyl.
Damn. Well, how many pills would that be? How many pills do you think that would be?
I don't know how many pills it was. I just know that's how much he had in there in the house. Now, this dude's name is Lakeith Lindsay. So this key, not only did he have it there, he still had marijuana and all the other stuff that you see out there. He had guns in there. He had $4,000 worth of marijuana in there.
Wow.
He had pills. He had all kinds of things that you could get in there. And this house was really, really a house that, you know, people had been talking about for years and years and years and years. And they finally was able to go in at the right time and get this guy. So now he's in jail. So we don't know about the bond and all that because, like I said, it just happened today. And when I left, it still wasn't saying anything about, you know, what all he got. But I'm sure he got something for all this that he had in there, all this marijuana, drugs, pills, and everything, guns. He had everything in there. So anybody who wants to say anything about this story? Yeah.
Well, that brings a whole new meaning to Sammy Davis, because the candy man. Oh. That's crazy.
Yeah, he'll probably be held without bond.
That's a lot of illegal drugs. And
really?
the thing about fentanyl, now that's what Prince came victim to that. And what they're doing now, it's a lot of drug dealers on the street who are getting these fentanyl pills. I mean, what they're doing, they're buying them. They're buying them off people that don't take their medicine, and they give them a pretty good price. You know, and all they're going to do is throw them away or just leave them sitting there. So they buy this medicine. But one thing about fentanyl, they had a story on this on 2020, and you actually have to have gloves on when you handle fentanyl. Now, you think about our skin. Now, we're grown. So it can even get through our skin. The fentanyl can get through our skin. So you picture a baby, a little, you know, their skin is way thinner than ours. So if that fentanyl getting them little kids are gone, and we're gone too. But fentanyl, it's a very powerful drug. And unfortunately, I just had a friend lose her life to fentanyl, her daughter, about 2 weeks back. Somehow she got a hold to some fentanyl. And from my understanding, it was supposed to have been just regular medication, like a regular pain pill or whatever. But somehow it was laced with fentanyl. I don't know how they do it. I'm not a chemist. But it's just unfortunate. So here's the thing. Now why Nicole talked about $300 billion that Biden sent over. He's been sending like trillions of dollars over to Ukraine, you know, all the time. Now, for people who cannot afford their medicine, they got GoodRx. So they got GoodRx. But for those who can't afford their medicine, I think it should be some kind of a law put into place to where if a person can't afford their medicine, they should get it at no cost or at least a break. If he's sending over $3 trillion over to Ukraine, something we are not responsible for, and then before we get out of here, anybody, I want to know how much are we responsible for the bill to help rebuild Ukraine? Anybody can answer that question.
Woo,
I'll see what I can find.
Staff. And I have to drop into this right now because it's time for me to speak. It's time for me to
drop it.
Okay, first thing, fentanyl and people with medicine. And this is something, and we can link this to Breonna Taylor, and I'm going to link this to a lot of people. Most Americans, people in Americans from anywhere from 50 and up, let's say 65 and up, because that's retirement age is based on 65. And I'll say this retirement age is 65, But there's people still working at, still actually is working at this age, at that age right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them can't afford their medicine. When they go to the hospital and they can't afford to get pain medicine, the next option is basically these people that's actually in the hospital. They're in the emergency room telling them about heroin and fentanyl. And if everybody wants to say I'm lying, I'm not lying. Cops even know about it. They know it. So these folks will go out from there, and they need medicine. They're in pain. And they'll take and get hooked into this stuff. And it's been a very huge abuse, definitely around a lot of these hospitals. It's something that's been going on for a minute. It's not nothing new. Our government is not currently trying to do anything about it. Our pharmaceutical companies are not doing anything about it because I think they're on the back end of it. I would think that they want it that way. So I want to say this is what I'm saying because I've been talking about this for a while. I believe they push it that way. As far as other things that's going on, we have to, and I know this did not been mentioned today, we got a crisis in Japan, I mean, right now, in China right now, where it is so hot and the energy problem is so bad they can't even use engine. People sleeping on, they sleeping on a lake, man. They sleeping in caves. They are not even inside their houses. It's just that damn hot because all the smog and stuff is completely, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on because I always tell people China has the one of the worstest air situations across this world. So heat has turned into a very huge problem for that country. And there's not really no mention of this stuff on the news at all. And I'm just shocked. No one's talking about that.
Right.
But it ties right back into the to this opium and fentanyl. A lot of those folks in China is very huge on that stuff too. So fentanyl is what we call the new medicine that's out here. Then we get the promotion of hip-hop rappers and R&B and rock artists now who promote this stuff. It all started when, you know, Prince died from it, and it really started, right, and then it also started coming out of what Michael Jackson, I remember the guy said, oh, Michael Jackson died there, we want to know what that is. So
now, in Michael's defense, I didn't mean to jump you, but
I thought that was Profanob. Profanob.
Yeah, they're doing that, too. They're doing that, too.
Yeah, it was
they're doing that, too.
But here's the thing. You got to remember the 1983 Pepsi pyro glitch. Remember when they were filming the Pepsi commercial and the hair caught fire? So before that, you could get Michael Jackson to take an aspirin. Yeah, so before that, you could get Michael Jackson to take an aspirin. But when you talk about, you already got a Jerry curl. And then you got third degree burns. Please stop it, stick that. Please. It's not funny. Please.
Can I say something about it? My nephew right now is facing three life counts of life because of this drug here in Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay, so I don't know if you guys are familiar with Cincinnati. So we are like 10 minutes away from Kentucky. So therefore, like he would do his hustling and they would come from Kentucky or he would go to Kentucky. So however, he was dealing these drugs, and they overdosed on the drugs. He didn't even know that this drug was actually cut with the fentanyl. He didn't, he didn't know that. Well, however, these people, one of them, it was four, right, because three died. So he had three bodies, okay? These three bodies was over in Kentucky, even though we live in Cincinnati, because they died in Kentucky, where they overdosed in Kentucky. He was charged with three counts of murder.
So how did they link him?
So,
how did they link him?
Okay, so this Facebook. So he was used to talking to this man on Facebook about, transactions or whatever, and the police wind up inboxing him about getting more stuff, but he didn't even know that the guy was already deceased. And so he's supposed to have been linking up with them. You know, once he linked up with them, he saw that it was the boys, you know what I mean? And he was just moving how he moved, but he still got caught. On top of a phone conversation that they had. So they had all these things, you know, against him. And it's like they tried to make him, at this time, this is 2 years ago, they tried to make him look like he was just the biggest drug dealer in Cincinnati. He was making the shit out here. He was making it out here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You good.
Like, we making it. You know, they made him seem like he was, what's the guy in New York?
Nino Brown?
Nino. You know what I mean? Like, what?
That was good.
He ain't
Nino.
Nino
Brown.
He ain't even close to Nino out here. You know what I mean? But however, yes. My nephew now is facing 3 counts of life over in Kentucky, you know. And,
wow.
And here in Cincinnati, we have so many Caucasian people that I had an OVI, okay, last year, and I had to do 7 days in the county. And when I tell you all these young women that were in my pod, okay, I'm 44. When I say these young women, I mean 21, 22. They in there with their no teeth or rotted teeth or they're looking a certain way. They looking like their grandmas, you know, and I'm like, wow. All this came from them using this fentanyl, from them overdosing. If you overdose here in the city, you overdose over here in the city, they bring you back with the Narcan. Once they bring you back with the Narcan, they arrest you. And you have to do at least 20 days in the county and take classes.
Wow.
So here, it is a big epidemic here in Cincinnati with these white Caucasian folks.
Hey, buddy, watch it. You've come a long way. Stop it.
I'd like to just,
and tell me
this,
like here, they bring you back with the Narcan, right, here for fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
They bring you back with Narcan. What do they do for African-Americans when they're on crack or they have overdoses or anything? There's nothing
they
for
probably,
them. They don't even give them free.
Give smell and salt and pneumonia. Smell and salt and pneumonia. You know, and that's unfortunate. The playing field has never been even. It's never been even. And the only reason I think Prince, because you remember when Prince passed out on the plane, and I think just because who he was afforded the Narcan. You know, it's just it's rough. It's rough. You know, and drugs, it's serious. You know, on all levels of ethnicity, you know, black, white, Chinese, Latin, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. You know, drugs, a lot of people are addicted to it, you know, and it's just unfortunate. But like I was saying with Michael Jackson, so he suffered those third-degree burns, so you couldn't get Michael to take an aspirin, let alone getting hooked on drugs, but it's because of those third-degree burns. You know, you imagine burning your finger. You know how that feels. So just imagine your scalp. You know, that's crazy. You know, and the same thing with Prince, you know. Prince jumping off those risers, wearing those heels all those years, jumping off pianos and risers and doing splits. That stuff catch up with your body. He had to have double hip replacement. Now, you never heard of Prince taking any medication.
Nobody
but
talks
again,
about that. That is true.
You never heard about him taking no medicine, you know, but again, you know, he got hooked on to the fentanyl, you know, so you just wonder, two greats, two giants in music gone, you know, how would the music industry be right now if they were still alive?
Right.
That's something to think
but,
about.
Hey,
you are enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. Now, we ask you to join the Six Eyes Radio Facebook page. Just go follow that page if you're not going to do it right now before we get out of here. Right after the broadcast, you can follow, just type in Six Eyes Radio Network on Facebook. You can find that page,
and follow it. We also have For the Love of Six Eyes Media Group. Make sure you follow those pages and put this number in your phone, 424-243-9617. That number is 424-243-9617. That's the number to the Six Eyes Radio Network. It's the same number 7 days a week, same number you call. All right. So what do you ladies and gentlemen think about this so far? B.
Well, I got this is DJ ATL. I want to say something quick on something. Real quick on fentanyl, because we really got to identify what fentanyl really is, because I think that a lot of people are getting the misconception that this is something to play around with. Fentanyl is a very dangerous situation than when heroin, anything. There's cops that I've seen, and this is for a fact. I've been on the road with a cop. And I'm going to swear to God, he picked up one of the, just to pick the stuff and got a little bit of sense of it on him. It took him down. He was not a big, he's a big black cop. I'm telling you, fentanyl is something that's so dangerous, man. I can tell you, it'd take anybody down, and you can kill you. You got to hurry up and get that thing to you as soon as it can. So it's not something that I say is a regular common drug that you can just take and you just hold it and you walk around with it. There's nothing going to happen to you. I would be telling you to lie from hell. Fentanyl is dangerous. Fentanyl can actually kill a lot of us if we come in contact with that. If we don't have enough stuff, to bring you back, you'll probably more likely be die. So that's how dangerous fentanyl is. Fentanyl is not something that's just like a common heroin or drug. So when you're taking this stuff, there's a likely chance that you're not going to come back from that. It's not always you're going to come.
It's known to be a tranquilizer for elephants.
That's right.
Oh wow! I didn't know that.
This stuff is that, and that you're right. This stuff is very, like I said, it's powerful, and it takes down anyone in a minute. I mean, like I said, I wish I could share some videos, but I have videos of cops where they would come in contact with it, and I swear to God, they had heard call ambulances to get there, hurry up and get here to these folks as soon as possible. So it's not something, like I tell people, that it's just something that we can just walk around and say fine. So that's why fentanyl is very dangerous. That's why I do say this about your boy, the one who passed. What's the young man that had his neck, one that had the neck on the cop stand on his neck?
Talking about George Floyd.
A lot of us keep saying he wasn't, but it was a lot of stuff in that episode from seeing that remind me of what that fentanyl do to people. Fentanyl does two things. Fentanyl make people start talking crazy, make people start, they can't breathe, they're trying to find gas or air, they're trying to do anything they can to get air. When the cop pulled
Lewis, let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm gonna
if I got my damn knee on your neck, it's going to be hard for you to breathe.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, Seth, I'm not saying that I'm talking about that. No, that's not saying that's the reason why. No, the man had that guy with a knee on his neck. No, he killed him. He helped kill him. But I'm just saying the fact that fentanyl is just that dangerous to take you out. Still doesn't excuse the gentleman. That man was wrong for putting his knee on his neck. He was wrong.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, he should have. He heard the man yell out. He did the right thing by getting him out of the van. But I don't know why did he decide to do that. That's what I thought was so ridiculous. The man was begging to come out of the car. He wanted to be full on the ground. And I don't understand the logic when someone asks you to be a cop, to ask you to say, I want to be full on the ground so I can breathe. Why would you put your knee on your neck? There's no logic to what he did.
I feel he just abused his authority. He was a cop. He had his badge, and damn it, I can do this. I got this badge, so I'm almighty. And that's what he did. He just abused his authority. And then, but they used to work together. George Floyd and that cop used to work together. Sheldon, they used to work together. So I don't
understand.
Actually,
they worked at a club, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of stuff that I'll say that that story is just so bizarre that it's just unreal. But it is what it is, and I always want to tell everybody that is. But I would not sit up here and tell people that fentanyl is a drug that that fentanyl does not kill anyone. Fentanyl is one of the major deaths of a lot of people around this country right now, around this world. It has been taking people out because it's not for consumption for us to take. But well, like I said, this whole new drug system and the society now wants to get themselves in touch with something that's going to take away pain for them. But what kind of pain we're talking about? A lot of people who's getting on this stuff is talking about pain that you have to deal with, you have to face. You have to face your mom telling you ain't nothing. You have to face what people say, you got to get out and get a job. You have to face these things one-on-one. You cannot run.
You know what?
You have to face them. Mm-hmm.
Brother, not to get religious too quick, but they talked about Jesus. So if they talked about Jesus, we ain't got nothing coming. All we can do as individuals each day, myself, everyone on this line, everybody around the world, everybody that's around the city and states listening, all we can do is work on ourselves each day and try to top the previous day. That's all we can do. Ain't nobody got it all
figured
out.
I'll pass the ball to you, Six. I know we're about to get ready to close the show.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got it all figured out. But we got some more callers. Yo, what up?
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I talked too soon.
Hold on.
Baby, cry, please.
Can I just offer a resource phone number before Ray J gets trying to sell us some Raycon Global headphones?
Go right ahead.
Is that okay? Okay, so basically, Brother ATL was saying, 18 million Americans were noted as not being able to afford their prescription medications. And I just wanted to add a couple resources in case anyone may be of need. There are a couple resources nationally. There's a website called www.rxassist.org. It offers a quick reference chart that lists all the drug assistance programs that are within your respectable state. There's also a downloadable chart. If you wanted to, you know, download that, you'll find that there at www.rx, R like Robert, X like X-ray, assist.org. Now, in addition, say you may not have internet access, not to worry. If you're able to get to a telephone line, I'll give to you the toll-free number. Basically is being hosted by the Health Resource and Services Administration, which the acronym is HRSA, and the phone number is 888-275-4772. Again, that is 888-275-4772. Now, if you are one of our seasoned citizens, age 65 and older, there is an elder care locator, and there's a website called eldercare.gov. That's eldercare.gov. If you're someone who's a caregiver to one of our elders, that resource is there for you as well with a phone number, 800-677-1116. Again, 800-677-1116. And pretty much there, there's additional resources not only for your prescription medications, but some other things you may need assistance with, including support group information. Keeping in mind what our sister Pride and Joy said about the 988 number, very awesome resource. So glad many are, taking that resource and taking charge of the things you can control. And having a healthy mindset is like basically the bare essentials for making all decisions, in my opinion. So that is also good for international. If you call that number, either the 800 number or that 988 number, even though that's a national number for America, there is a department that can help you find resources in your part of the world. So just with that, I wanted to say that in addition. Discount cards, if anyone's not familiar, certain drug manufacturing companies, or I should say pharmaceutical companies, offer drug discount cards. So there are some of those resources available nationwide. And depending on your income, depends on like what type of programs you may qualify for. But the number, or let's just say this, the website is to www.together-rx.com. and that covers Norvitis, Pfizer, off the top of my head, Eli Lilly, folks like that. And there is a number. Hang on. I'm so sorry. Okay, yes, 800-865-7211. That is 800-865-7211. So with that, I just wanted to just put that out in case anyone may have need, if not for yourself direct, for those let's your past, and bless you for listening.
Yo, thanks. So anyway, what's up? What's up, Six Eyes? What's up, everybody? Pride and joy. What's up, Nicole? What's up, ATL? Cousin Cindy.
Hey.
What's up, John? What's up, Godfather Ray J? What's up?
What's up, Ray J? What are you doing here?
Yo, well, you know, I'm off, you know, Raycon Global, you know, we doing big things, you know, just hanging out, you know, with Six Eyes when I can. So what's up? What y'all doing?
Well, this is Brandy, and I want to talk to you about the tattoo that you got on your leg of me. I think that is outrageous. Why would you have your sister's tattoo on your leg?
What up, sis? I love you. You know, Brandy, the Norwoods, you know. I mean, you know, what better way to show your love for your sister, you know? Raycon Global, Brandy, you know.
But you have the tattoo is really huge. Why would you put me on your leg? Hold on.
Princess, get the baby. Get the baby, Princess. I'm on air. Six Eyes Radio. Get the baby. Princess, get the baby.
I know. Oh, my.
That's how it is. I mean, so what's up? What y'all doing tonight?
What are we doing tonight? Information.
Right.
Well, you know, I got a concert coming up.
Besides walking around with me on your leg, what else are you doing, brother?
Well, you know, I got a concert coming up. If I had one wish. You know, I got a concert coming up.
Not again, Ray J. Not again.
You're making the baby cry.
You make me cry when you sing that song. You know, I don't been through a lot of relationships.
Well, you know, your brother got you. You know, Raycon Globe. Princess, get the baby now. Or get the nanny. Look, listen. So anyway, like I'm saying, you know, Ray J, Brandy, you know, we family.
We're family, but it looks weird. Everybody is saying something about it.
I don't give a damn. Ray J does what he wants.
This we know.
It looks like we have a relationship.
We do. You're my sister.
No, we don't have that type of relationship. I mean, you got your whole leg.
God damn it. Get that.
Could you have got something else?
I'll be right back. Princess, I said get the baby, get the nanny. I'm on the Six Eyes Radio Network. What you do? Hold on, y'all. I'll be right back.
No.
Oh, my.
Yo, I gotta cut this short. Yo, I love y'all. I'll see y'all next week. Ray J, Raycon Global, gone. Love y'all. Ray J.
Thanks for the warning. Good night now.
Damn. I was trying to see if
Oh, yeah.
What can she do on a boy like that?
Go, Gold.
So, yeah,
we did better than last time.
That's fucked up. Y'all gonna clap when he leave. Y'all can't be doing my papa like that.
We were celebrating he just left too soon. If he'd have stuck around for like two more seconds, you know, he'd have seen we were clapping with him, sorta, you know?
You see how they do my people, Cindy?
We want to say shout out to all the NFL teams that will be playing tomorrow. Make sure that you definitely look at the black and gold Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? I will be keeping you up with all the Pittsburgh Steelers. I will be keeping you up with each and every one of those guys.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go, the Cleveland Browns. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
You know what it is. Yeah, I don't know what it is. You remember I did some stories last year from them. It's black and yellow. And look at to make sure the main thing, if you go past the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm serious now, y'all, if you go past, look at their helmets. They have some brand new helmets in, you know, because of Dwayne Haskins. You remember Dwayne Haskins that was walking home and he got hit by the truck, the big, you know, truck.
Yes,
he was on that
yes.
team. They have put his number 3, all of them are going to be having his number 3 on their helmets, you know. And when they open up, you know, they're going to do, like, you know, a little thing for them when they open up. So I think that's great that they're going to take the time out, you know, to do that for him and his family. And, you know, since that story had came out, more and more has came out about the story, you know, I'm going to go get it and bring it back next week so we can talk about it, because some more stuff has came up that actually happened that night that they never mentioned.
Okay.
And let me also say that
that's interesting because we lost Chris Henry here in Cincinnati, you know, and it was a lot of stuff that has came out about his story as well. So maybe we can bring that up and talk about that at the same time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So look, I'm going to have to get another seat so we'll have 3 chairs.
Yeah.
So it'll be the three anchor women. So, welcome to the show. Welcome to the family, Cindy. And she's also on radio, too, so it's a perfect fit.
Yeah. You can tell by voice, though.
Well, thank you. Voice. Sounds good
to
me.
Pretty voice.
and
we
want to
make sure.
Your boy's birthday was yesterday, Mark Gordon. Mark Gordon, so happy birthday to Mark Gordon.
Happy birthday, yes.
I call them sunglasses.
Yes, wow. We'll talk about that later. Yes.
But we want to make sure, you know, you out there before we leave, that y'all get this number, 424-243-9617. And remember to press 1 when you come up next Saturday. Also, man, I want to go ahead and just remind y'all that September, Go Gold, is the month for childhood cancer. So we want to make sure we got that. Talking about the Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. This time of year, organizations and survivor, they, St. Jules, they have a cute little slogan. I'm going to tell y'all what their little slogan is about this. It's called St. Jules Won't Stop Until No Child Dies from Cancer. They also, y'all have that. They also have a website. You know, I'm on it. They also have a website, Shop Childhood Cancer Awareness, where they have all kinds of stuff in all, you know, in all ages. Cancer awareness, and again, like I said, it's gold. And they have their own website with a lot of different little things, you know, little tennis shoes, shirts, hat, cat, coats, everything that you want. They have their own website, too, now, because they're trying to raise money for this. And let's not forget, when Obama came in there, he got in there. He made it a National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. He is the one that brought this forth. And let's not forget about Barack Obama in 2012. Okay?
Yep.
He's doing his thing. So don't forget the month of September. It's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And go gold, because that's the color. Go gold. So don't forget about that. And remember, like they say, like every day is about 43 children in the United States are being diagnosed with different types of cancer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have me walking around here looking like a big gold leaf.
Supporting the children that are affected. Yeah.
Cindy, what's wrong with
cancer.
You? Well, it's September. Yeah.
The month of September.
Yes. That's some very interesting information. And I'm all for it, for babies with cancer and also the SIDS movement. Also the SIDS movement is definitely important as well.
Right.
Yes,
I just love you. And what's your name again?
Miss Pride and Joy.
Yes, ma'am. I really love the information that you're giving out. It's very
it makes sense. You know, some people give out information and it doesn't make sense. But everything
yeah, right.
you're doing, everything you're saying, it makes sense. I love it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, we got a real well-rounded team here. We got a well-rounded team. Nicole, she gives all our local and international news. Pride and Joy does the entertainment news. Yeah. So it's a beautiful
speaking
thing.
Speaking of entertainment news, have you guys watched the Mike Tyson show on
you said the Mike Tyson show?
On Peacock? On Peacock? Yes.
Come on, I haven't watched the show.
It's new on Peacock. It's a must-see.
Okay. Because
you know, it's on Peacock. You know, get the Mike Tyson earbuds. You know, come on.
Hey, wait a minute now. Y'all know that Mike Tyson is fighting a disease right now. Did y'all know that? Yeah, he's fighting.
What's going on with Mike Tyson?
He's fighting a disease.
Started as a youth.
He's what?
He was labeled as retarded. As a youth, you guys got to watch it. But I'm listening. What's going on with Mike Tyson?
Yeah, they say he got some kind of disease now, and it's really working on his body and stuff like that. You could tell when it comes on. They say Mike Tyson has some type of disease, and it's gradually, you know, taking down different parts of his body and stuff. You could tell by the way that he's walking that he's not Mike Tyson. But Mike Tyson said he's gonna beat this. He's gonna be fighting. Mm-hmm. He's gonna fight for another belt.
It might be sarcoidosis, because sarcoidosis attacks your organs, so it might be sarcoidosis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he said he's going to be fighting for a new belt this time, and it's not a belt for boxing. It's the belt for his life.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So he's fighting for a new – he's in a wheelchair now. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, on a serious note, we are sending out our prayers to Mike Tyson. Yeah, we're sending out prayers. This is serious now. We're sending out prayers to Mike Tyson, praying for a speedy recovery. You know, God can turn it around. So from the 6 Eyes Radio Network, praying for a speedy recovery. Just praying for mankind, my family, your family, you know, just praying, you know, for all our mental health to be good, you know, and just keep pushing,
amen.
Keep pushing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And DJ ATL, you know how you be playing them new songs? When are you going to play God Did It?
What's that one? God Did It. I'll play it if I got it. I got to look for it. God Did It by who?
Do you know if you even have it?
Yeah, that's what I said. I got to check and see if I have it.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
So,
it's called God Did It. It got DJ Khaled, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne. It's a lot of them on it.
Okay,
you
first off, before
I
we
knew
do
it.
Anything,
I was just wondering, I knew
it.
Before
yeah,
we do anything, hello.
We got Trump.
Hello,
hey, Trump, we didn't talk about you today, but go ahead, come in.
So at 6 Eyes, I understand your cousin is here, your cousin Cindy. Hello, Cindy. Donald J. Trump. All right, first off, I understand that we are here. Hold on for 1 minute.
Brother ATL, you want me to cue up 45's favorite song for you tonight, or you feel like doing it? Because I feel a request coming on for Off the Wall.
Well, I'll let y'all finish what Trump talking about.
I don't know yet.
Okay, well,
I'm not certain, but you know, he always asks you to play his favorite song so he could shake his whatever he called that thing he got on the dance floor. So I didn't know if you wanted me to get that for you or not. I could if you wanted me to.
We got 8 minutes. I want to know what y'all 8 minutes to figure out. Let's see what we gonna do. What we gonna do? What we gonna do?
Okay.
Let me look at what we can play. Play something. Okay. I tell you what, I want y'all, this guy has been playing on our radio for a while. His name is D-Red, Rain on Me. Y'all tell me what y'all think about this while Six Eyes and Donald Trump get back on here.
Okay.
I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me. I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me. Hey, I ain't been a lot of places, I ain't seen a lot of his life bill high and that bitch gotta get paid. I ain't never played sports, I ain't never ran track, but if the law's coming, all I know is gotta get away. Hard times coming up, where I live, where I stay, mama thuggin' for a baby just to see a better day. You ain't having much, but mama taught you cherish what we had, and don't be tripping if nobody don't care, cause it's all on you. I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back against the wall. Just to fall, put my back against the wall, hey, and I still feel the rain on me. And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me. Boiling water just a babe, wearing the same paper days. Couldn't afford a purchase, still was grateful for them days. Lot of partners jump ship when the road reached the cliff. Never trip, stay down and naughty, seeing that we pay. Money don't change a thing, it just bring you plenty pain. Got a sack and it still feel like I'm standing in the rain. People flooding me with problems, I just help and don't complain. When it be me, wonder if they'll do the same. But hey, it's all on you. I done made it through it all, took some chips to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me. Hey, yeah. I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me. And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me.
Okay, Trump, so what's up? What's going on, Trump? You got anything to say, Trump? I think Trump took a little break, huh?
I thought he was back with us. Maybe you know, something's come up. You know, there's a lot going on. They might be coming to get a couple more boxes out of the crib.
Yeah, maybe they went back down there or something. I got something to tell him. I do need to tell him. I said, You got some real people rolling with you. I mean, they got people on Facebook, man. They up here saying, "Man, this is a conspiracy. You're gonna save America. You're gonna tear up the FBI, and you're gonna clean it up." That's what they think. So, Tom, he got some real supporters, man. They're not giving up. They're not giving up.
That's dedication. Yes.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, they really dedicated. But I'll say this, man. And I'll say this from a straight face because I have to. I mean, I don't know what Donald Trump could do to get into there, because I mean, Espinosa started a coup. He got a lot of things.
Right.
You can say individual number one. Wow. I mean, he was the individual number one in a case that they lost, and everybody went to jail but him.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Right.
The only thing I can say, man, is that, you know, this is the president of the United States of America. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, everybody has just ride this. I mean, the only thing is, the question now that probably needs to be debated is it possible for him to become president of the United States of America again? That's the thing. That's the question.
Well,
that's the question.
I mean,
vote for him, become the president of the United States of America. again. Y'all hear me again? So, I mean, very deep.
I mean, you know, it's
Joe Biden's going to be president too. Okay. We'll see that. Y'all have anything to say on that? Why these two people want to run president? I mean,
I don't care.
Here we go.
Donald Trump will be back in office. I don't care. You guys can talk about my estate. You want the boxes from the White House, you can have it. I'll ship it back myself. But I'm going to be in the White House again, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Six Eyes, hello always. A pleasure to see you. Hopefully the third girl will treat me better than the other two girls who treat me like I was never the president of the United States, and it hurts so bad.
We treat you like you were the president.
Hey, Trump,
yes, we do.
Ask you
yes,
something.
We do, sir.
Hey, Trump, I got to ask you something.
Right.
There was a recent debate in my barbershop, and I have to bring this up, man. Are you scared to run against Joe Biden if he runs again? Is that somebody that can beat you, really?
Come on. ATL, Sleepy Joe, come on. Come on now. Hey, you know better than that. Sleepy Joe.
We know a whole lot of things now, 45, but okay.
They say 46 is your Achilles heel, man. I mean, that's what they're saying.
Fuck all that. Fuck all that. Before we get out of here, I would like to hear my song. God bless you. God bless the Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you.
Oh Lord. DJ ATL, you want me to spin it for you? I got it queued up if you want it.
Come on.
Oh God.
I'm gonna play some
ready
Bobby
to shake
Womack.
My head.
I'm gonna get this song to all the lovers tonight.
Step to that 45. Step
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, there
and
you
I
go.
Step on that. That's timely. That's real timely. Yeah, it's cold outside. For you. Hey.
Cold outside.
All right.
You're naked. You're naked.
I like it. Get into it. Get
yeah,
into
I like
it.
It too. I like it too.
Oh, yep. That's what I'm talking about. How about you, cousin? You like it? Mm.
You better listen to that song. So you can't be two places
right.
In one time.
There you go.
If you think you're lonely, wait until tonight. And it is tonight.
Step it out, 45. Step it out. Hey.
All right.
All right.
Melania definitely rubbing your back. Oh, yes, they have. They are all around. Oh, so gross. Oh, TJ ATL, you got that thing.
Yeah, you don't need it now.
We got you right now. Can't wait for 2024,
man.
No, you don't want to testify that you plead the fifth.
Hey, plead the fifth.
I don't know why we should do that. Facebook on the line. We should play Plead the Fifth. When it's time to close, play Plead the Fifth.
And Anita Pitt. I'm not advocating drinking, but I'm just saying. We got taken up in the song.
Wait until tonight.
You got problems
now, baby. Wait. Wait. Jam and sing. Woo! Go ahead and dance, baby.
Too far gone. Get to back it up now.
Go ahead and dance. Just go ahead. Get your two steps.
Get it tonight. Yes, he hit that corner.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think you'll be lonely on this one. Bro.
And you have that someone, baby. Come up on my plan. All right, he's not going to do no time, but it's okay. Yes, we tired of the same old second job, 2:45.
Oh, DJ.
ATL. All right. I had to play that one for you, bro, man, because, man, it's a lonely trip now, right now. It is a lonely trip that's going on right now, man.
That was love right there.
Yeah,
that was love.
Like
that.
That's love. That's being real, man. That's being real. I mean, that should be your number
that's
one
what it's
song
all about.
Right now, automatically. It's no doubt should be your number one song right now.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
Yeah,
yes, you can.
Can I say something real quick before I hang up? I wanted to say that it is officially September 11th. So I would like to give my thoughts and prayers out to any families that's listening and anybody that was affected by 9/11.
Indeed. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
21 years, but it's still just like it was like a few days ago, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I can remember getting ready to start work. I'm in the control room getting ready to start work, and my boss come in and say, we're not going to be working today. We're under attack. I said, well, damn, I just got here. And I'm thinking something happened here, but he was like, nah, something's happening in New York. And, you know, at that time I had my two-way pager, so I was actually talking to my boy. He was in St. Croix in the Virgin Islands. He was in St. Croix. And I'm talking back and forth with him on the two-way. And then when you finally actually see the footage of the planes running into the building, I thought they were filming for a movie. I didn't know that was actually 9/11 happening. So, yeah, like you said, our thoughts and prayers, you know, go out to those families, you know, at the difficult time of, you know, losing their loved ones like that. And I can remember going home, and it was just chaotic. Everybody just running, frantic, running, not knowing what's going on. And actually, it's a pregnant lady that I remember running into. So that we know that baby is 21, about to be 22 years old.
Yes.
So it just goes to show you how much – you know, time flies. You know, it waits for no one.
Well, thank you all for having me.
I want to say something on that. I lost one of my best friends. He died about 2 weeks prior to that. They used to live in my apartment area. And his sister lived in, was working in a truck tower. She died too. And I just talked to her after her brother died. And I'll never forget that day. And oh my God, it's just pounding comes real back on this because I remember how this was played out. I was at work. I actually worked for a place called what's that music? Oh my God, I don't know why I can't remember the darn place that I worked at right now because it's just it's like it was like a guitar place. We used to do parts in cars, and it was pretty big. And they went under after this too. But I remember listening to the news, and we thought we was in some kind of war going on because the way the news was reporting it, the planes itself flew into the center, and there was another plane that flew into Washington. So we didn't know what the hell was going on here in Atlanta, down here where I was at. I'm trying to now remember the place I was working at, Mars Music. And I was remembering how that all was being played out. It was confusing to what I was hearing because I thought we was really under a war. I mean, somebody was attacking us because it was like planes flying in into New York, something going into Washington, D.C. So it was real played out, but I will never forget the hour after when I got ready to go home. I was calling, and they had told me that since her passed, she died. And, actually, it was the next morning. It wasn't that day. It was the next morning that she was there, and she had died, and I got killed in there, and they couldn't find her. So it was, I don't know. It's just sad. It's just sad altogether. It's just so when we look at September 11th as what it was really a bad time for America. So we never heard anything like someone would try to attack America. And I think that really hit home to a lot of people that, yeah, America could be attacked and things we could be hit by terrorists. And ever since then, we've been on our heels ever since. And now from COVID, from everything else, we're starting to find out that we're not invincible anymore. I mean, we're not invincible. I'm kind of giving this under, because I believe that we always thought we were invincible safe. And I just now know from my LED that every time you walk out your door, it's a possibility you don't come back. Because it's not guaranteed. We don't borrow time. So that's the thing I preach to everybody now is that we don't borrow time. So we have to have Jesus and God walk with us when we walk out that door. Because there's a war going out every time we walk out. I mean, you just watch the news and see how many people are innocent getting killed for no reason. Children getting shot in the car, don't know why they're getting shot. We got people getting killed just because somebody enraged, they get mad. So it's just, it is what it is, and we have to look at these things for what it is. But I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball back to you, 6-Eye, because I want people, if anybody else has anything else they want to speak on that September 11th, what they were doing, you can just feel free to speak and let everybody know what you was doing that time when you heard this whole thing going on.
Well, like I said, I already spoke and said what I was doing. Any other queens want to go, Godfather, perhaps anybody else want to talk about where they were, Nicole, Pride and Joy, Cousin, where were you that day? Like I said, it's rough.
I just purchased a home, so my paperwork was tied up because one of the finance teams were in the Trade Center, but I had no idea anything was going on until I hit the freeway with my godbrother who were helping me to pack at the time. And because once it goes through, you only have like so many hours to trade keys and stuff like that. So I had a couple things I had to shut down where I was and then go into the next location. And I just couldn't believe, like, at that time of the morning, I think we had to run over to Home Depot. And so we jumped onto the interstate to get down there, and it just seemed like it was hardly anybody on the freeway, and that was so odd that I had to turn on NPR radio just to know, like, I mean, because I didn't know what was going on, and that's when we both found out what was going, happened, and I think this is before the other plane reached the Pentagon. Oh yeah, it was just like complete chaos, and I mean, and it just kind of just threw me for a loop. I couldn't believe it. Wow, what? You know, and so all that we were thinking about going to Home Depot and all that, it was just like, and it was, I had to get home and start making phone calls to relatives there and just check in to see, you know, what was going on and just, yeah. So it was, I won't forget it because it just caught me like surprise and a surprise because I couldn't believe the interstate was that empty for that time of the morning, which would just not be the case except for the pandemic time. That's the only time I've seen it since then because of the shutdowns out here at the time. But, yeah, that's where I was. That's what was going on.
Okay, so I can remember waking up after one of those nights after the bar. Y'all remember the song, It's Morning.
Oh, as we lay. Yeah.
Shirley Murdoch.
As we lay.
And that morning, you know, I got up and I was with my hot sauce, I call them, and we flicked on the TV and we saw, you know, all the happenings. And I was every bit of, I want to say I was like 24, so I was very young. And he was a little older than I was, but he was kind of like more into what was going on than I was, you know, because I really didn't understand it. I just seen it was messed up, you know, but eventually, you know, he started talking to me about it, like, you know, this is going to change America. This is going to change us as people and everything. And, you know, and when this happened, it gave me a sense of growing up, a sense of being more mature and learning what was going on around me, you know what I mean? And so not only were my feelings there for people that was actually going through this turmoil, but just to look around in America and what we was going through so far as like the oil and the gas and all that stuff, you know, I started to take heed into what my life was really, you know what I mean, what I was really seeing as a young adult, you know, like, look, Cindy, like, this is life, like, you know, this is serious, this is something you need to tap into. And so I started to tap into kind of like a politics side of me, you know, and it was just like, wow, you know, I woke up, you feel me? I woke up, so not only was I a young person then, but I woke up to become that young adult. And still I look at it because I always run into somebody that was dealing with trauma from 9/11 and Katrina. I don't care where I am. It's somebody that was dealing with both of those traumatic things in life, and I just have to count my blessings and everything, even though, you know, I've been through some traumatic experiences as well, but these things are just like something that actually touched us as, you know, as brothers and sisters under the sun, you feel me? But I want to say to you guys, thanks for having me. I need to get off of here. I got to go tailgate in just a few hours, but I love you all, and I will be checking in next weekend.
All right, then. Thank you for stepping back.
Looking forward to it.
George, we enjoyed you. Thank you for coming on.
Yes.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You have one, too.
Good night. Yeah. Makes you think about the fragility of life. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm thinking our brother Six has, he may have had to click over because he's still connected here. Yeah. I did notice the level of humanity increased after 9/11. Mm-hmm. People being more comforting out here in California to others. I did definitely notice that, and that lasted for a time. I'm not going to say, mm-hmm. you know, for all time, but it did last for a while. Oh, there he is. I was glad to see that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who just struggle. Okay, yeah. I think you can hear us now. Or yeah. That was good to see people.
We're in our bonus house, so a lot of we're in our bonus house, and that's why you probably seen some breakdown. But you did say something really, the humanity went up, but also some of the humanity has went down around the world now with a lot of the stuff that's going on. But, you know, I just say as long as you keep pushing and putting your faith and putting your foot in God, everything's going to work out. We're just this the day and time we're in, and we just have to keep pushing forward and keep putting positive out there. I think as long as you stay positive and everyone else stay positive, we can get through all of the things that's actually with this negativity. But, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm seeing this. But anyway, I'm watching Facebook, and I got a young lady right now. She's in Clary plaid clothes going up and down, and I'm just amazed on how Facebook let a lot of this content get on here when it's weird when they're actually banning people. And you got content that is allowing women to do these kind of things and men to do unspeakable things on Facebook. Oh, God, this is another one. This is another one. Can I ask y'all something? This is not a very good picture. It's got a woman. She's face back in a bathroom, and she sent a picture. This person sent the picture, and it's like blood all over her outfit. And she's looking for, I don't know why. And she said, "I'm trying to be in pain again next year." I don't get to mingle that, but this is what I'm saying. I have a lot of distasteful stuff that do fall into Facebook and continent. But that's what it is, I believe. It is what it is, and, you know, people, we just have to understand that a lot of people use Facebook, and I think use Facebook for venting. And I think I was telling people that a while back, and venting is something that they just trying to say, okay, yeah, I'm having problems, and I use that to actually do. So you really shouldn't take a lot of the stuff serious that they say because they're just venting. Does that make any sense to y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, so Six Eyes, I'm gonna say, hey, Six Eyes, you still there? I think everybody. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and close the show out because I know y'all all got to get out. It's already almost a quarter to two, so y'all know y'all got to do a lot.
Ooh,
I gotta get ready.
I gotta get to church tomorrow.
Definitely. And no, Six Eyes Gospel Show tomorrow. Y'all check it out 1 p.m. Sunday. Well, that pastor there, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I love that pastor. He comes in, he talks real talk. He keeps it real. He tells everybody about how you supposed to follow the scriptures. And it's about the season. Like they say, it's all about the scriptures. And you can't get anything around. You can't go around the scriptures. You have to go by the book and what they say and explain. And I think he's a real good pastor. I love what he speaks on that. He's been a good messenger. I've listened to him. He has some good topics in the last couple of Sundays, man. I've checked him out. So definitely, guys, if y'all hear my voice, check him out tomorrow. He'll be live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Feel free to call in at 424-243-9617 and hear that word that can get you going for the whole week. Pride and joy, y'all, and my man, Godfather. We're going to go ahead and get
ready
to get out of here.
How sweet it is.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here, man, on the Six Sides Radio
Alrighty.
Network. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We had
yes,
a little topic.
So
we, heard from, we heard from Trump tonight, and he kind of, and I played my transition to him, letting him know, oh, yeah, Ray J, we can't, and see, even, I try to warn him, now, this time his baby came with him, so his baby didn't even want to hear nothing he had to say, you know, don't sing, you know, he got to chill out from the singing, but we even went into the thing, is Joe Biden running back for president, and that is the case, and is Trump here to run again? That's the question now. That is the question, because he is the one that beat it, Trump. So we'll see what happens from there. We're going to see what happens. So if I was Trump, I might want to just say, okay, let's just leave that alone and just don't run.
Right.
But,
leave it alone.
I think it's time for him to sell out the sunset. Anyway, both of them need to both get a nice boat and just sail on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Go have fun. Just go get away from that, man.
Right.
Y'all are too old. It's too old. I mean, it's a challenge. Like I said, I'm going to say this, and everybody hear my voice. It's a challenge for them to get out of bed every morning. It's a challenge for them to remember how many fingers they have how many hands and how many fingers they have on their hands, because I don't even think they know that most of the time. Get up. They at that age. It's not. It's time to sell off. It's time to retire and chill.
Yeah.
That's for Trump and Joe Biden. So
that
y'all
was
guys can go ahead and just move on.
I'm ashamed of you.
Huh?
I'm ashamed of
that?
You.
Who's that Godfather saying it? No, we're not putting you in that category, Godfather. We're talking about them two. It's time, okay? It is time for them two. It's time. There's no excuse. God even put that. God said, hey, man, God right now said, hey, I got these guys old for a reason. It's time for them to sit down. He going to say, don't worry, he'll sit him down. So I'm just giving him a head start. Sit down.
Yeah.
It's time to sit down. It's time for some new blood, some fresh blood, and some new guys out here to come with some new ideas and to try to come with some good things. Not saying that the old guys can't be present, but it's just time for a new. It's time to get these folks energized.
Those, they don't have their
chance. I'm going to let all y'all, you Godfather, before you go and Pride and Joy, folks, you know, Pride or Joy, one with one here. Y'all say something inspired to the folks before y'all get off the air.
Yeah, so you want to say, Godfather?
I think what we should do, each and every one, we should respect each other and be kind to one another and stop tearing one another down. I think that could be helped a lot.
And I just want to leave some encouraging words as far as calling in and, you know, listening to the show each and every Saturday. Each and every Saturday, you're going to get some encouraging words. You're going to get something that makes you say, you're going to get something that you need. Because over here, we do a little bit of everything. We try to satisfy everybody's thirst and everybody's need for their meals. We are going to put out the best that we can. So over here, make sure you call each and every Saturday, because we have some great topics out here, and we are speaking on things that are going on in the world and things that matter about going on in the world. Thank you so much, and call again. Thank you.
Thank you. While I'm eating my black waffles, I can continue to talk.
Definitely, guys. And one thing else we always going to do here live on the 6th Side, we're going to give out these help numbers, definitely these numbers for help for Suicide Watch, because it's very important. If anyone feel that they're alone and they need someone to talk to, we're going to definitely try to get those numbers on the site so you'll be able to call those numbers. And if anybody needs any help financially, assistance, we're going to have those information up on our site too, so we know how you guys can reach out. Anything, we're going to try our best to help everyone out here to try to get more inclined with themselves. So never give up. Don't feel afraid to call in anytime again at 424-243-9617. Press 1 to speak. We're not going to refuse to call. We're going to let you speak. Even if we have to break our code of what we're talking about to try to deal with your matter, we'll definitely stay open to it, because you are the people why we here. And also, if y'all feel free, this station does not run off water. No station does. No podcast does. But if you want to contribute to us, please Cash App us at SixEyes24 at PayPal, paypal.com. And if you want to hit Six Eyes Network and do anything, any special thing, you can hit us at SixEyes6@gmail.com. And we definitely will appreciate it if you have anything you want else to talk or discuss or put on our show or any program or you feel like you want to talk to us about. And also, like I always want to let everybody know, I welcome all the listeners around the world. Thank you for the love. We're in every country, everywhere across the world, Japan, Korea. I mean, I know you guys are listening to us, so we got everybody. Just keep following us. If you got music you want to send, again, you can send that music at 6i6@gmail.com. All right, it's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Y'all know I used to always have a theme music saying, don't be afraid of how you feel. And I always say, drop it, drop it, drop it. And but I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to take a little break from that for a while. So I'm going to let my folks say, give y'all all a bye-bye. That's what we're going to do. Y'all ready to say it? On one,
yes.
Two, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
See you next Saturday.
All right.